Senator Kalen Paragraph Dollar admission to Zion Sheller's Cooper's hand. There's three different cases in regard to wicker baskets. Mahua Shatani Awaberia, Hulk and Aka Awaberia. The first case is, you have a wicker basket that has been worn out and can no longer be used in it itself. Instead, you want to use it as a reinforcement for a birria, for a wicker basket that's still in good shape. When it comes to Tumantara, everything follows the birria, the basket that's in good shape. If that one is tame, then the mahua, the worn out one, will be tame along with it. But if the birria is tar, even if the mahua is tame, we look at the entire thing as being tar, the mahua will become tar by being attached to the birria, which is tar, and it would be tame if it was attached to a birria that's tame. As a wicker basket that's in good shape is the ikker. That's the main basket, and everything follows the denim of that basket. If that basket is tame, then the other one will be tame along with it. And if that basket is tar, the other one will be tar along with it, even though the older one, the one that's worn out, was tame before it was attached. Now that it was attached to the birria, it becomes tar if the birria is tar. Katana ala gedoyla. Hokan akara gedoyla. If you took a small wicker basket and you used it as reinforcement for a larger wicker basket, now we're talking about here where they're both in good shape, just you wanted to use one to reinforce the other, then the din is, we follow the gedoyla. The bigger wicker basket is considered the ikker, and whatever din it has, the katana will follow along with it. So if the big wicker basket is tame, even though the smaller one is tar, it will become tame when it's reinforced to the gedoyla. And if the gedoyla is tar, even if the katana was tame before it was attached to the gedoyla, it would become tar when it is attached to the gedoyla. Hayu shavos halkan achara pnimis. If you attach two wicker baskets to each other to reinforce each other, and they were both the same, they were both in good shape, and they were both the same size, then the tuma follows the pnimis, the interior one. The inside one is considered the ikker, that's the one that you put the things in. So therefore, whatever din that one has, the other one will follow. If the pnimis is tame, the chitzona will become tame. And if the pnimis is tar, the chitzona will become tar, even if it was tame before it was attached to the pnimis. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kafas Nayim, Shetalia Shulei Amecha, Mi Befnim Tame, Mi Bechutz Tar. Rabbi Shimon said, somebody takes a Kafas Nayim, a metal pan to a balance scale. This Kafas Nayim was Tame, and he took it off the scale to reinforce a kettle with the Kafas Nayim. If he attached the Kafas Nayim to the bottom interior of the kettle, then the kettle would become Tame. The Kafas Nayim would be considered the ikker, and since the Kafas Nayim is tame, the kettle would become tame along with it. But if he attached the Kafas Nayim to the bottom exterior of the kettle, in such a case, the kettle would remain tar, as the kettle is the ikker, and the Kafas Nayim would become tar along with the kettle. Even though the Kafas Nayim was tame before it was attached to the kettle, when it is attached to the kettle, since it was put on the outside of the kettle, it would become tar along with the kettle. Tal yal sida, bein mi b'fnim, bein mi b'chutz tar. But if he reinforced the kettle from the sides of the kettle, he took the kafas nayim and he attached it to the sides of the kettle, in such a case, it doesn't make a difference whether he attached the kafas nayim to the interior or to the exterior of the kettle. The kettle remains tar, and the kafas nayim would become tar along with it. As since he reinforced the kettle from the side, not from the bottom, in such a case, the kettle is the ikker and the kafas nayim is bundled to the kettle. Whatever din the kettle has, the kafas nayim would have the same din. Sechus kelim perachotei mishna aleph kar kelim yesh lahem acharayim v'tov. All kelim have a difference in din as far as tumah and tahara are concerned between the reverse side and the inside. As the reverse side has a separate din than the inside. Now, what is this referring to? It's referring to a kli that had become tame from liquids that are tame. That min haTorah, liquids that are tame cannot be metame a kli. And generally, mashkin are not an avatuma. Mashkin that had become tame would become tummy from an Abba Tuma, but the Maskin itself would be a Rishon. Maskin is only an Abba Tuma if it's Maskin from a Zub or a Zubba, Zubba or a Zubba. Their Maskin, such as their spit, would be an Abba Tuma and would be Metame a Kli Minatora. But all other Maskin that are not an Abba Tuma would not be Metame a Kli Minatora. As Minatora, a Kli can only become tummy from an Abba Tuma, not from a Rishon Latuma. But the Rabbanon were Geyser. That Maskin that are Tumim, even if the Maskin is a Rishon Latuma, not an Abba Tuma, it would be Metame a Kli. As the Rabbanon were afraid that if people see that a Kli cannot become tummy from Maskin, they would think that even Maskin from a Zav or Zav, which is an Abba Tuma, would not be Metame a Kli. And that's not the case. So the Rabbanon were Geyser. That Maskin Tumim is Metame a Kli, even if the Maskin is a Rishon Latuma, not an Abba Tuma. But the Rabbanon wanted everybody to realize that that Kli that had become Tami from Maskin Tfeim, which is not an Abba Tuma, is only Tami in the Rabbanon. So therefore they said that it had a slightly different din than a Kli that had become Tami from Maskin, that is an Abba Tuma. And the Rabbanon said that Maskin that are not an Abba Tuma, only a Rishon Latuma, even though they're Tami a Kli, if they come into contact with the reverse side of the Kli, only the reverse side will be Tami, while the interior, the inside of the Kli, will remain tall. As opposed to if the Maskin Tmei come into contact with the inside, the interior of the Kli, then the entire Kli would be tummy. Now, Minatora, of course, there's no difference between a Harai and Mutok. A Kli that comes into contact with something that's Metamei, the entire Kli would become tummy. But the Rabbanan said that we want you to realize that this tomb is only with Rabbanan, so therefore, if the Maskin Tmei come into contact with the reverse side of the Kli, only that side is tummy, while the Toch, the interior of the Kli, would remain tall. The Mishnah continues. Kigayin Akarim Ba'aksusos Ba'asakin Ba'amartzufim Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. What are some examples of kalim that have a difference between the Acharayim and the Toch? Pillows, and mattresses, and sackcloths, and kalim that hold things in them, storage kalim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. All these kalim have an Acharayim, or reverse side, and a Toch, and an inside. So therefore, if the reverse side comes into contact with Maskin Tmei, that are not an Abba Tuma, only the reverse side would be Tame, while the interior would remain tall. Rabbi Meir, I'm a koshi yesh lo tobros, yesh lo acharayim b'toch. B'chosh ain lo tobros, ain lo acharayim b'toch. Rabbi Meir said, any Kli that has loops, that these loops are used to carry the Kli, and these loops are on the outside of the Kli, then there would be a difference between the reverse side and the interior. And since the loops are on the outside, you can't simply reverse the Kli inside out, since then the loops will be in the inside of the Kli and need the loops on the outside to carry the Kli. So therefore, since the Kli cannot be turned inside out, so it has an Acharayim and a Toch, a reverse side that remains the reverse side, and the inside that remains the inside. So therefore, if Maskin Spain would touch the reverse side, only the reverse side would be Tame, while the Toch would be Toch. But a Kli that does not have loops from the outside, so therefore the Kli can be turned inside out. So the Acharayim could become the Toch, and the Toch could become the Acharayim. Such a Kli does not have a difference between the Acharayim and the Toch, that if the Maskin Tmei would touch the Acharayim, the reverse side, the entire Kli would be Tame. And since the reverse side can turn into the Toch, and the Toch can turn into the Acharayim, we can't be Mahal, we can't differentiate between the two. Hashulchan ba'adufaki yesh lahen achrayim b'toch divrei Rabbi Yehuda. A regular table on a serving table, they do have a reverse side and a toch inside, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the shulchan, even though it's flat, the achrayim would be the bottom of the table, while the toch would be the top of the table. Even though we can simply turn the top of the table around, and the achrayim can turn into the toch, and the toch can turn into the Acharayim. But generally, the smoother side is the top, while the rougher side is the bottom. So therefore, it does have an Acharayim b'toch. We do differentiate between the two. If Maskin Tmeim would touch the Acharayim, the reverse side, only that side would be Tame, while the toch would remain tar, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, Ein Lahem Acharayim. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says, they don't have a reverse side, that the table can be turned over, with the bottom side used as a top, and the top used as a bottom. So therefore, we can't differentiate between the two. So if Maskin Tmei would touch a table, no matter on which side, the entire table would be tummy. V'chein tabla she'ein lo lajbis. The same would be true by a tabla, a flat slab that has no rim. It's perfectly flat. So therefore, we can't differentiate between achrayim and betochah. It can easily be turned over and used on either side. So therefore, since it has no achrayim and betochah, we can't differentiate between the two. And masen t'man to touch this tabla would be metame the entire tabla, no matter which side the masen t'man came into contact with.